Colleagues, how are you?
Commissioner Saltzman got me a few things he wanted us to expedite today. Additional matters you'd like addressed in an expedited way? A lot of power, Amanda. Rachel, how are you? Council will please come to order. Carla, would you please call the roll?
Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Saltzman?
Here.
Novick?
Here.
Hales?
Colleagues, I understand that our mayor is in Washington, D.C. pursuing council business. So under our rules, I have the honor as the council president of being the presiding officer. Carla, how was your weekend?
Pretty good, thank you.
And Rachel gave me a little memo. Rachel, thank you for walking me through this. And Rachel has a little red flag. If I err somehow, she'll throw it out. We'll huddle. I have a brief script I need to read at the beginning of the council meeting. And it's now familiar to all of you who are regular attendees. Purpose of council meetings is the orderly consideration of the public's business. Preservation of order and decorum is necessary for due consideration of matters before council. The public is welcome and encouraged to attend council meetings. During the meetings, there will be time-limited opportunities for public comment on various agenda items. And I will just note in passing that I intend to strictly enforce the rules following in the great tradition of Commissioner Amanda Fritz, who I am prepared to vote as the single best convener of meetings on this council that I've served with. Although citizens can sign up for communications, public testimony on a council item must address the matter being considered. And if you stray off the matter being considered, I regret that I will have to declare you're out of order and ask you to only address the matter that's on the agenda. When you come before council, we're not like the state legislature, so you don't have to give us your name and address, and you don't have to keep addressing the presiding officer. All we ask is that you put your name in for the record, and you may address the council informally. If you are a lobbyist, you are required to disclose that information at the start of your testimony. If you are here representing an organization, I ask that you extend the courtesy of disclosing that information as well. Unless otherwise informed, each community member will have 3 minutes to speak in front of council. At 2 minutes and 30 seconds, you will hear a beep and a light flash on the box before you. At 3 minutes, you'll hear 4 beeps, and the lights will flash. And that will be the time for the next person to speak.
Mr. President?
Yes.
I've actually learned that it is possible to arrange for continuous beeping after 3 minutes.
Carla, you are hereby authorized to maintain continuous beeping. As long as there are no adverse health impacts on anyone in this body. We ask that you respect the time limit so that there's time to hear from each person who has signed up to speak. And I just want to comment on that. When we allow people to go over and go over by a lot, what we have the effect of doing is silencing other people who waited in line to speak. And the consequence of that is we sometimes have public hearings where as many as half the people who signed up can't be heard because other people have taken more than their fair share. So we will strictly limit people to the amount of time that is established. If you have handouts, please give them to Carla, our esteemed council clerk, and she will distribute them to council members. And we ask you not to distribute things directly to council members. Council rules of procedure seek to preserve the public order and to ensure that council deliberations proceed efficiently, that all who want to participate get heard, and to treat everyone in this building with respect. Conduct that disrupts the meeting, for example, like shouting during someone's presentation or interrupting testimony or council deliberations, will not be allowed. Please show your support or displeasure with your hands, i.e. waving, thumbs up, thumbs down. We urge you not to applause. And this is a warning specifically to anyone who is contemplating disrupting this proceeding. If you do, you will be escorted from council chambers and excluded from the meeting. Lastly, if needed, council will be taking a half-hour break at 12 or 12:30 today, depending on council's schedule. I'll do my best to bring all the work home before then, and I will announce when the meeting will reconvene before we take the break. With that, Carla,